Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Oh no, not O'Keefe again. James O'Keefe, the infamous video scammer, showed up on my Acorn Google alerts a couple of days ago, threatening once again to release daily videos that would overturn the election. Yawn, really? He has been so thoroughly discredited so frequently in recent years that I have to admit I didn't even open the alert and see what it was about. Just more self-promotion, promoting a candidate whose entire platform and program is nothing more than it seems to be self-promotion. Then a colleague mentioned a problem in their battleground state and the fact that there was a kerfuffle about videos having been mentioned by Trump in the debate. I replied that it was obviously minor since I hadn't seen anything in local or national papers yet. Well, that was then, and this is now, since the story finally ran in the middle of the New York Times with comments indirectly alluded to elsewhere about dirty tricks for Hillary and troubling comparisons about the accuracy of the major candidates' moral compasses. It turned out this time that O'Keefe video burned a couple of tangential operatives that may or may not have been obliquely involved in low levels of the Clinton campaign. The discussion ostensibly was about planning provocateurs in Trump rallies who might or might not provoke Trumpeteers into random acts of violence. Yes, you're wondering, why bother? Isn't this an organic and natural part of Trump rallies anyway? Well, perhaps, but the operatives were trying to entice O'Keefe's pretend donors and may or may not have been gilding the lily for the bucks. One of the operatives was off camera, reportedly, was an old friend and colleague, Bob Creamer, a native of Shreveport and a former community organizer with Illinois Public Action in the 1980s, who used to stop by and visit during Christmas when he was visiting his family, and in later life, now married to Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Chicago, has made his career as a political consultant and organizer. In short, I'm biased. I like Bob. I detest O'Keefe. All of which is neither here nor there, because my real problem is not this tempest in a teapot, because I have to admit how jaded I am since all I see is small potatoes. But how is it still possible that any and everyone involved at any level of political, activist, or organizing life has not learned the lessons from the Acorn O'Keefe attack to thoroughly vet any and everyone that they do not know well when they're doing any business whatsoever? Okay, you may say I'm not a trusting person, but that's okay, because I'll freely admit I'm not a trusting person. But why would anyone fall for O'Keefe's ridiculous ploys anymore? Is it possible on the right or the left that part of the standard interview process and contractor terms don't require a guarantee against loose lips and sinking ships, mandating vetting or permissions before any discussions in or away from the office with random folks? How can it be that the lessons of the slanderous Acorn takedown are not tattooed on the arms or worn like an amulet by every political organizer and campaign employee from high to low? I don't get it. Somehow memory is fleeting from cycle to cycle, and 2009 is so yesterday, but geez, can't we get our act together finally and do right on this? O'Keefe continues to be a bad penny who keeps popping up simply because we allow his shtick to survive. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.